Hi there. So I'm going to be doing some podcasts. I've been asking those of you who follow me on Facebook and Twitter to ask some questions. So the first question that I'm going to answer was posted by Joseph on Facebook, and Joseph was asking of any experiences where things have gone wrong for me at a venue, and I thought that was quite a different sort of question, a nice one to start with. And I've got a little story from when I first started shooting music, basically. So I'd been shooting some small venues for around about a year and a half, probably just developing my skill, learning all the time, learning about lighting and learning how to get the most from my camera, and then how to edit the pictures and what sort of levels of editing were really needed for music photography. So I'd shot some local bands. One of the local bands were called the Bright Lights, and they were doing quite well. They'd got to play at V Festival, and through them I sort of got known by another manager, and he managed the Charlatans, and he invited me down to shoot them at in Hull, which was local to me. So I thought, yeah, this is fantastic, great start. Let's, you know, a real good chance. So I was really excited about shooting the gig. It was going to be used, the photos were going to be used for the band's merchandise and also for a magazine review. So it was quite a big job to get sort of quite early. And even though I felt ready, I hadn't really shot at many big venues where there was proper lighting. So I was making sure I was really prepared and, you know, all ready and set to shoot them. The day before the gig, I had some problems with my car. It cut out on a roundabout, and I was panicking and thinking, oh no, you know, how am I going to get to the venue, and what am I going to do, and is this a sign that it's not going to be for me, and blah, blah, blah. So basically, I hired a car the next day, drove over to Hull, It was about 7 o'clock, and I was sort of a bit panicky because I wasn't sure what time the band would be on. I thought it would be around about 8:30, 9 o'clock, but I wanted to get there early. I needed to meet some people. I needed to meet security, and I needed to meet the band's tour manager. So I parked up, dashed to the venue, literally running, only to find out that I'd turned up a day early. So I turned round. I checked my calendar on my phone. I'd put it into my phone wrong. Luckily, I was thinking, you know, just relax. You're a day early. It could have been worse. It could have been a day late. I walked back to my car, and I had a parking ticket. So not only had I hired a car and paid sort of £40 for the car hire for the day, I'd also got a parking ticket, which was another £40 or £50 on top. And early on, it really taught me a really, really valuable thing, and that was to make sure and double check that I was organised, that I had my dates right, that I was always going to arrive in ample time. And from then, touch wood, nothing up until now has happened anything like that, really. And in terms of actually shooting a gig, I've, you know, in the 8 years I've been doing it, I've never had the photos not turn out. I've never not provided photos to somebody who's booked me for the job. So, you know, it was funny afterwards, and in terms of disasters, it's not a massive disaster, but it's a good way to start the podcast. So keep the questions coming in, and I'll keep answering them in these little podcasts. I hope you enjoy them. Feel free to give me some feedback on other ways you'd like me to do these bits of advice and these little stories, and we'll make it happen. Speak soon.